Inspector de Kock of the old renowned police station at Warmoos Street felt restless. He was editing an extensive report for the judge advocate, but was unable to concentrate. Vledder, his young colleague and friend, had done most of the actual typing, based on de Kock's suggestions. Vledder himself had gathered a wealth of data, storing it in his computer. Now de Kock was supposed to scan it a last time before he submitted the final report. With a tired gesture, he pushed the pile of papers aside. He stood up and with slow, sluggish steps began to pace up and down the crowded detective room. Without conscious effort, he avoided the obstacles in his path. The other occupants of the room hardly looked up as de Kock paced back and forth in his typical shuffle. De Kock tried to rid himself of a restless uncertainty. Something was bothering him, but he couldn't quite grasp it. Slowly he realized it would be impossible to get rid of the feeling by walking. He went over to the window and looked out, rocking up and down on the balls of his feet. Diagonally across the street, on the corner of the alley, a drunk carefully navigated his way in the direction of Rear Fort Canal. De Kock smiled. It was fascinating, if slightly pathetic, to watch the man's desperate attempt to proceed in a straight line. He managed it by stopping every time he was about to veer off course. With great effort, he would take another two or three steps in a straight line and then stop again, as if recalculating his bearings. His progress was painfully slow. When the man had finally disappeared from his field of vision, the understanding smile disappeared from de Kock's face. The deep lines around his mouth froze. The restless feeling returned, this time more intense. It was as if some strange outside influence was attempting to drive his thoughts into a particular direction. It hovered at the edge of his awareness. He tried to isolate and dissect the feeling, but the key to the code was missing. He was at a loss. His sensitivity, his perception and understanding of the feelings was inadequate. An irritating feeling of discomfort gradually engulfed him. He turned around and looked at the clock. It was 2 minutes past 10 o'clock.